Now time for a locker room chat with Onega boys basketball coach Jason Claycamp after their season comes to an end as they take on a really good Bishop Seabury team. They fall final score 78-22. And coach, this is a tough one. You tell me that this was arguably the best offensive team that you faced this season. They were aggressive. They got out and ran on fast breaks, and they knocked down some threes. Just you want to get your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, that was a really good, really athletic team. It wasn't a good matchup for us. They were really long, really athletic, and they had a couple guys who could really shoot lights out, and they probably pushed the ball better than anybody we've seen this year. So that was a tough matchup. They're a good team, and they got a chance to go a ways here.
And you tell me that you've learned a lot about kind of your younger guys as the season has gone on towards the back half of the season to give yourself a glimpse into the future. Want to get your thoughts on some of those younger guys, how they perform towards the back half of the season, and what you look forward to seeing them again next year.
Yeah, well, we knew coming in this year we lost six guys up from last year's team that played pretty good minutes, so we knew we were going to have some young guys, and this was a good opportunity for us this year to see what some of those younger guys could do. We had a couple freshmen, Maddox Honus and Kaysen Huffless, who gave us some good minutes, ended up starting down the stretch. We had a couple sophomores, Graham Valberg and Josh Daniels, who came off the bench that should be able to do some good things for us in the future. So we got a good look at what we're going to be coming back. And, of course, Jackson Coulterman, he was our best player this year probably, hands down, and he'll be back next year. So we've got a good base coming back for next year.
So a lot to look forward to for you guys. But, of course, you lose three seniors on this team, two of which playing for the majority of the season, and Race Fisher and Connor Nider. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about what these two mean to the team.
Well, I thought Race put together maybe his best game there against Seabury. I thought he was more aggressive than he had been all year, especially offensively. I thought he played really well on that last game. And he's kind of been a constant force for us in the middle all year, and he had his ups and downs. But I thought he finished on a good note. Connor kind of struggled the last few games, but he had a really good stretch in the middle of the year where he was as good as anybody. And Connor's going to be an offensive guy that will miss some of those points next year. But like I said, we've got some young guys that should be able to fill that role next year.
Absolutely. So you guys finish 0-11 in league play, 1-20 on the season. And I just want to get your overall thoughts on the season as a whole, of course, not getting as many wins as you would have liked, but some positive notes as you head into next season.
Yeah, we certainly would have liked to won a few more, and we let a few get away from us that we probably should have won. But like I said, it was a good opportunity to see what we had going forward and get those young guys some experience. And I think that's only going to help us in the future. We get a full off season under our belt this year, and we should be back ready to go next year.
And you tell me that there's a lot to look forward to, not just next year, but in years to come, as you have a really talented 8th, 7th, and even 6th grade classes that are coming up.
Yeah, we've got a pretty competitive group coming through here in the next several years. So we should have some nice pieces to build with as we go forward here in the next several years.
Definitely got that to look forward to as the Onega boys basketball team trying to improve from this year. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this season as a whole.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega boys basketball coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.